Africa. Launched in 2013, Microsoft for Africa empowers ideas through investments in governments, startups, SMEs, and the youth. The initiative provides affordable internet to communities, develops skills, and mentors businesses and governments that use cloud technology and AI. Visit microsoft.com/forAfrica for more.
Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
My name is Titilola.
I'm Emmanuel.
And I'm Oluwanifemi.
So we have a full house today.
Yes, we
do. Full house. Anyway, let's get right into it. So, Fast Company, an international business media brand. Some of us know Fast Company.
Mm-hmm.
They published a list of the most innovative companies in the world. Yeah. Yeah, and 10 African startups made the list.
Wow.
Woo!
Okay. Wow. Okay, as opposed to the wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had the likes of Piggy Vest, 54 Gin, Cobalt 360,
Trigger Foods.
Yeah,
Tizetti, wow,
M Pedigree, Lukmani, yeah, M Post. Yeah, and they stated why they are all considered the most innovative.
Yeah.
It's an interesting list. I mean, you could agree with most of it.
Yeah,
when it comes to emerging markets, always find something to innovate around.
Mm.
So that is why Nigeria has to be a spot.
So it's not just Nigeria, actually.
And Africa.
And Africa in general, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, cool stuff. Anyway, okay, let's get to the real stories of the day. Throughout this week, one particular startup has been trending called EcoCab.
EcoCab.
The backlash has been crazy. The backstory first, Emmanuel, give us.
Okay, so it's been in the works for quite some time. And so the founder of the company, his name is Segun Cole. He has been a policy consultant for the Lagos State government in recent times.
Can you tell us what the company is? What is EcoCab?
EcoCab Nigeria. It's a platform that seeks to connect.
It's a ride-hailing platform.
Yeah, a ride-hailing platform that seeks to connect yellow taxis with riders. So
that's traditional cabs.
Traditional cab riders will now have their own app. And not just the traditional cab riders, they still accept private car owners on branded cars. And anyone who has a car can come onto the platform, just like the Uber and Taxify model that we've been used to.
Yeah.
So, that's the basic gist of it.
Yeah, the interesting part is they are partnering with the Lagos State government.
And the timing is just very weird.
So the launch of the event surprisingly was attended by the Minister of Transport, Commissioner of Transport.
The same person that banned
bikes
on major parts of Lagos. So everybody's like, what's happening here?
Plus,
you banned bikes, then the
Uber guys and the taxify guys.
Too,
they've been having issues with
Lagos State government.
Yeah.
And then EcoCab launches in partnership with Lagos State government.
So
everybody was
that explains the reactions that have been coming on Twitter also. That you're trying to stifle some people from doing this, now you are going into it. What's the aim?
They were like, that's like the aim of the entire launch,
to stifle others. That's
what it looks like. So we're going to make it difficult for you guys to run so that we can bring ours. That's like the summary of the entire reactions on social media.
I think the main issue for people is, if any entrepreneur just decided to, that's being an entrepreneur is being an opportunist.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a problem or an opportunity, you take it.
Take advantage.
But the fact that he was a consultant
on regulatory,
Regulation for the Lagos State government.
Not just any regulation.
Mobility
regulation.
So there's a conflict of interest and people are like, you can't do this.
To make matters worse, CEO of EcoCab Nigeria, that's Segun Cole, he made a thread on social media saying what Miwa just said now. It was one that even revealed a lot of the things that we know about this EcoCab and the partnership with Lagos State. If he had not said anything, nobody would have known.
Or the people, there was still backlash at first.
Yeah, he just made it worse.
The first thing, Lagos State government is releasing a ride-hailing platform.
Yeah.
Then he came and said, no, I'm the entrepreneur behind it. I was a consultant for the government.
Yeah.
And the aggression as the target, him.
Exactly.
No longer the state government.
It was an even smaller target. Before, it was the government. event.
Exactly. Now they can focus. I think people are even going on Google Play Store, downloading the app, and downrating it.
When I saw
it, hasn't even launched it. Like,
it's launching on the 17th. Yes.
So the aim for, I mean, I saw a tweet some days ago instructing people to go and do that. It says if you rate it low enough, they'll get kicked off Google Play Store.
Also culture campaign.
And then it's so crazy that the kind of things that people are writing. Just see, there's this particular feedback I saw. Someone said his elder brother downloaded the app, and then he had money, he had a beautiful wife and everything. And then when he downloaded the app, everything went. He lost his business. His wife left him. And what all those kinds of things.
My goodness.
He don't want to get on Nigeria's nerves.
Okay, so personally, I don't feel it's fair.
I don't like that. The thing is, the kind of people that can do that, can when it's your turn, they will turn on you too.
Yes, they will.
And it may be so for something that you didn't even do. I can understand why people are angry.
People are not just so angry, they're just following the crowd.
Yeah.
So when somebody influential in code says, let's go and downrate this thing on Apple Store or the App Store, so everybody just goes
no
there.
No one
just
stops
like,
to ask why. Like,
no, the crowd why? Mentality, now, head mentality.
Wow. Yeah,
no, especially because, when it's social media.
Okay, so forget the fact that government have been clamping down on Uber and Taxify and the rest of them. But these yellow cab drivers, they've been operating in Lagos for years.
Yeah.
Paying their dues to Lagos state government.
Exactly.
And Uber, Taxify came to disrupt everything. And they started struggling. So, I personally thought, this could be a fighting chance for them. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's why I said there's nothing wrong with someone coming to say, I'm coming to help the traditional cab guys.
Yeah.
But if he had been any other person,
plus the timing was just
crazy. Would have been all right. But the fact that he's a consultant for government
on the regulations
and the timing, like Titi said,
the timing is just off. Yeah.
Just off.
But going to rate the app so that he can kick it off.
That's cancel culture. That's cyberbullying.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see how things play out. I think we're going to go on the street and, you know, talk to some of the cab guys, what they think about the whole thing. And let's hear that side of the story. So you guys watch out for that. We'll keep you updated. Let's move away from all the sad news. Good news.
Let's hear it first.
Well, it depends on how you take it. Maybe like meh to you, maybe good news to you. But YouTube Music and YouTube Premium have launched in Nigeria. Okay, Titi, why should we be celebrating? You wrote the article.
Oh yeah. For a long time, YouTube Music has not been available in Nigeria.
What is YouTube Music?
YouTube Music is YouTube's music streaming platform. And if you use YouTube, you can imagine how very personalized it will be.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you know YouTube, YouTube knows you so well.
So much.
It's able to recommend things for you based on your listening history and your watch history and stuff. So it brings a lot of that element into the app. And then it's so personalized. So, I mean, I don't want to talk so much because I don't want it to seem like, but I really like the app personally.
To summarize itself, I saw a tweet someone said, and it's very apt. He said, finally I can minimize YouTube.
You can, but you have to pay for the YouTube Music Premium.
It's not 1,000
Naira. It's 900
Naira.
You can actually use it for free.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to download, you'll be able to listen to it
in
the background. There are a lot of things you can't do, but you can do a lot of stuff.
So it's essentially YouTube, but you can now listen to it in the background.
And you can do music. I mean, one of my favorite things about it is if you know me well, you know that I like throwback albums. And I find,
so albums are on
a lot of albums, playlists, and a lot of things. Throwback albums are there for karaoke videos. You can find a lot of your favorite Nigerian artists.
They are karaoke. Yeah. Wow. And they can now start, artists can start making money from all of that, because they don't make any money from YouTube. They are putting their videos on YouTube.
And then there's a premium, which has the YouTube originals.
YouTube Premium. Yeah. Okay.
Where you can, YouTube Premium, you get to watch YouTube videos ad free.
None of those annoying ads.
Yes, none of those ads. And that one is 1-1.
Just 200 Naira difference.
Well, if you want to do a family plan, it's 1-7.
1-7.
It's 1-7.
Extended family or nuclear?
Six devices.
So you will start seeing original YouTube productions, movies, and all of that.
But for now, you can only see global stuff.
And they will start. So does that mean that this is now in direct competition with Netflix. You know, Netflix launched Netflix Nigeria.
Yeah.
And we already said we're expecting Hollywood.
I asked that question when I went for this day and they were like, like, do they want to, like, is this a thing? Like, would they partner with Nollywood producers. Mm-hmm. And content creators to create, like, very local content? They're like, something they'll look into. They have an entire team that populates the originals and definitely they would see how to either work with them or license
their content. But I think the sooner the better, because Netflix, at TTM, Nifemi wrote that story. Netflix has already started producing originals. They launched, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? They launched Netflix.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Netflix Nigeria. And they confirmed the first production. And now they started production.
Yes.
So YouTube better.
Netflix is not playing with anybody.
Yes, they are really out for it.
Yeah, I even saw a name that always interests me when it comes to Nollywood movies. Kunle Afolayan. Yeah.
Kunle Afolayan. But aside from Kunle Afolayan, because we know we always talk about how Netflix movies are always, you know, meh.
Yeah.
As opposed to their series. So we hope they will not bring those kinds of movies.
Because for them, they have to maximize profit now. So churn out the contents, murder thrillers, get people to stream.
Like the Netflix model. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's been interesting to see the kinds of movies that come out of that.
Yeah. So, but is it likely that YouTube could directly compete with Netflix? Is it their model looks different in a way?
So YouTube originals are like in global or in the US market. They have I think they do more of, because YouTube is very good for like series or not series, like how would I explain it? What do you call those kind of things? Like, for example, I watch a lot of hip hop videos,
like documentaries,
talk shows, documentaries. Those kind of things. So they can now start creating original ones. People already use YouTube to release series. So like Danny TV, the Access Bank one.
Yeah, and they said their model is actually license content. They actually co-produce content creators. The Nigerian market is kind of peculiar. So they might, because our content is always like on the fly. Every other day, somebody is releasing something. So because of the fast pace, they might have to like change their model a little bit to fit the Nigerian market.
They better. Because I don't think Netflix is playing yet.
No, they're not playing.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how things go. Okay. Okay, so what do you guys think about electric vehicles in Africa?
Sounds like fairy tale stuff for me.
Fairy tale stuff.
For me personally.
The first thing that comes to mind is Nepal, PHC. For us in Nigeria. Some countries have figured out electricity.
Then we should ask which grid are they going to connect it to.
Exactly. But do you know people? I've seen people with Teslas.
Yeah,
I've seen
Teslas in
Lagos.
Yes.
Where am I staying? God.
And if I'm not mistaken, Abuja too. Anyway, there's a company, Jet Motor Company. They were inspired in 2019. They demoed their jet mover bus. And it's a luxury bus. You know, each bus has an entertainment system for each passenger. Mm. Anyway, so they just announced raising $9 million.
Wow.
They want to build Africa's first electric vehicle.
Interesting.
Like, they want to build it like the Tesla of Africa.
We are available for it.
Are we?
Yes.
I am
available for it.
Okay.
Let me not speak for everybody. Wouldn't it be nice, though?
Yeah, it would be nice, but it's always the question of power, like you
power.
Said.
Yeah.
Don't forget, for example, when Senator Murray Bruce was all talking about, when he pushed this bill for electric car bill to phase out internal combustion engines by 2035, and the bill was rejected, he was like, you guys, you don't know the future is coming, and
electric vehicle.
I guess exactly. So, we'll figure it out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this guy said they've done a partnership with GIG Logistics, where they can use their pickup centers as charging points. So the vehicles, the prototypes they have so far, can go as far as Benin. That's 300 kilometers, Lagos to Benin.
On full charge.
Okay. So they will, at those pickup centers, they will recharge and then back. So for now, it's just been Lagos to Benin. But they've not started testing yet. They want to start testing by the third quarter of 2020.
So how expensive would this?
It won't be cheap, of course.
Is it just buses or cars?
So for now, buses. So logistics, they feel like it's logistics.
They're not
targeting passenger or consumer, because of course you have to start from somewhere now. But logistic companies will be more willing to invest in that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've already signed like an agreement for 50 buses over the next 3 years.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. Interesting stuff.
So on the one hand, it could be expensive to produce and buy, but I feel, I don't know, it's a question, will it be cheaper to maintain after buying it?
Probably cheaper. Because all you are just doing is
charging.
You know, they have less, electric vehicles have less moving parts.
Moving parts, yes.
So they don't you don't have to do servicing so often.
Oh, okay.
They don't have, there's no engine, oil change, any of those things. So I think it makes sense for a big company, a logistic company, to say, okay, we want to invest in this. Let's see. That's a good start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then while the regulation catches up. Because right now there's no regulation that supports any of that.
That's how
our automotive policy does not.
Next 10 years or something.
So it's nice now. So if they launch and they pull it off, maybe other companies will now follow their lead and explore the opportunity.
And then the policy can now catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, talking about policy, the social media bill.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'd almost forgotten that.
Exactly. You have almost forgotten. I think. The last time we talked about it, we said two hearings.
It was at the time, I think we even mentioned that they were just giving us a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it somewhere and just take it up when they are ready.
Yeah.
And they are ready now.
Yeah. So there was a public hearing in Abuja on Monday.
Yeah.
And many civil societies were there to protest.
Yeah, and all of them talked about negative impact of the bill.
I mean, the thing is going to give the power to the Nigerian police online, that they can start policing people online. That's crazy. We've not even recovered from the oppression we receive on the streets.
Wow.
And then anyway, I don't want to talk too much.
Reminds me of something I saw too. Like there's a bill to ban generators in Nigeria.
What?
Yeah. That's I almost mentioned
what's
that.
What's all this putting the cart before
I
the
don't
host
know
thing?
Exactly. Someone said this is going hand in hand with the social media bill. So if people don't have power, you won't be able to go and rant on social media.
Yeah.
Because
it's just so stupid.
There are solar solutions around. So
that's why the social media bill is there. So that social media bill will be there to stop you.
Maybe the guys in solar now, they can now up their game. Maybe those of us
and don't forget
around.
the solar too. They increased custom duty in 2018. It's now more expensive to do solar.
Oh yeah, it's very expensive. Yeah, so the few who can afford it will be the ones talking. Yeah. Then you cannot pick them up in their houses.
Oh,
you understand?
I'm scared for my country.
Anyway, for now at least we're still small respite. The solar social media bill was fought against, and for now the senator who is sponsoring the bill has kind of like hands up and okay, I'm coming back. I'll come back.
Come back with
what? Come to rest again.
So let's hope.
Let's hope.
It's not all bad. Another policy that is interesting is the Nigeria Data Protection Regulation by NIDA, which is seeking to protect our rights online. Data privacy. Kind of like the GDPR globally. So they've been hacking on it since like, I think 2 years ago.
Yeah.
There was a deadline last year saying all tech companies or any company that deals with data like banks and all of that, they have to be compliant. There are some regulations, some stipulations. Anyway, we're just reminding you guys that the deadline is March 15th.
That's this Sunday.
The deadline to audit. And you can't audit by yourself. You have to use an accredited auditor.
Okay.
To show that you are compliant. So guys, if you've forgotten or you don't know about it, the deadline is
today.
You have just today. I'm sorry. That's why you should read Tech Point every day anyway.
Right.
We published it like how many days ago. Anyway, I think that's all for today. Guys, don't forget Startup School
this month,
25th to 27th. Early stage founders.
If you're an early stage founder, if you run an early stage startup, visit school.techpoint.africa to register.
Yep.
But it's not free. It's not free. It costs 50,000 naira.
Yeah. But you're going to learn a lot.
Yes, you're going to learn a lot.
We have seasoned entrepreneurs coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Techmoint Build, April 30th to May 2nd. You can still register at build.techmoint.africa. Over the coming weeks, we're going to tell you what you can expect. there's going to be a lot. There's a startup stage, so there'll be entrepreneurs, you know, sharing their experience about funding, company culture, and there'll be a technology stage where we talk about artificial intelligence, blockchain, and, you know, the way forward in Africa and all of that.
Yeah.
And there'll be work, and there'll be breakout sessions, workshops.
There'll be a hackathon.
Yes. There'll be a hackathon. So many things happening. Just go to build.techpoint.africa to find out more.
It's going to be huge.
Huge. So for all the stories that we've talked about today, share your thoughts with us.
Yep.
On our Twitter page.
Yes.
At techpoint.ng. And you can tweet our thoughts at with our hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast.
Yeah.
Or you can send us an email at podcast@techpoint.africa. Tell us what you think about this Echo Cab thing. What you think about the Fast Company story and the innovative startups and everything that we talked about. Just give us
electric vehicles in Africa.
Yeah. Netflix, YouTube.
Yeah,
Netflix
exactly.
YouTube,
so everything that we talked about today, what do you think? Give us your feedback. We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah. And don't forget, all the stories we referenced, we'll put them, put the links in the episode notes. Just tap on the cover so you can read more. And you can get this podcast anywhere you get podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher.
Everywhere.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Also check your WhatsApp status.
Yeah, all right. So I think we should sign out.
Yeah.
How do we sign out? Nifemi, sign us out.
All right. The year from us, same time next week.
Same station.
Same station. Take care, guys.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.